Don't get mad, get even, says Farage as he begins conservative grassroots tour of U.S. by Victoria Friedman on April 30, 2021. Brexit leader Nigel Farage has told disheartened American conservatives, "Don't get mad, get even," as he prepares to hit the grassroots campaign trail to re-energize the right next week. Mr. Farage announced earlier this week his America's Comeback tour with the FreedomWorks conservative activist organization, where the Brexit leader will tour around a dozen states to speak to and inspire activists. Speaking to Fox Business's Varney & Co. on Thursday, Mr. Farage described that while getting the vote out and knocking on doors may be the least glamorous side of politics, it can return real results. "You can increase a candidate's vote share by about 20% if you get it right," Mr. Farage told host Stuart Varney, "and the reason I'm doing it is because conservatives in America are feeling depressed, deflated, disillusioned by everything that's going on in regards to the Biden presidency and Donald Trump's loss in the November elections." Mr. Farage reflected on the similar low spirits Brexiteers felt when, after 3 years following the vote to leave the European Union, the UK was still in the bloc. In 2019, 3 years after the Brexit referendum, it hadn't been delivered, it looked like it was lost, and yet we were able to rally the grassroots, Farage said. The UK voted to leave the EU on June 23, 2016. But under the premiership of the Remain-backing Prime Minister Theresa May, the legal process for leaving the EU was not begun until March 2017. While the UK was supposed to leave 2 years later, May delayed the exit twice to October 31, 2019, because she could not pass her soft Brexit deal in the House of Commons. All the while, Remainers were pushing for a confirmatory vote on the deal, which is a second referendum by any other definition. Mrs. May was eventually forced to resign, and while succeeded by Brexiteer Boris Johnson, the House of Commons Tory party was stacked with Remainers and, in collusion with the opposition, forced another Brexit delay to January 31, 2020, to stop a clean break from the EU. Johnson called a snap election and in December 2019 won in a landslide, taking the UK officially out of the EU on January 31, 2020. After an 11-month transition period, the UK left the bloc's institutions on December 31, 2020, days after a trade deal was provisionally signed by Brussels and London, which was finally ratified by the European Parliament this week. Reflecting on the past 5 years in British politics, Mr. Farage told Mr. Varney, "We now got Brexit and it's done. So don't get mad, get even." On Wednesday, Mr. Farage told listeners of Breitbart News Daily that they should learn from Brexit and the UK that the grassroots movement works, crediting the success of UKIP and the Brexit Party for pressuring the establishment to hold the vote on EU membership and to deliver the results of the referendum, predicting when the history books are written they will say that the grassroots beat the establishment. "How do you think I felt when I woke up on the 30th of March, 2019, the day after we were due to leave the European Union? Yet we were still in and we had the mass ranks of the media, the Houses of Parliament, basically saying we've made a mistake with the referendum," Farage told host and Breitbart News's editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe. "But you know, we didn't give up, we didn't give up. We fought and we fought back and we beat them, we got Brexit, we're out. So we've gone in the space exactly 2 years from feeling just like you're feeling to achieving perhaps the biggest geopolitical change since the fall of the Berlin Wall," he said, continuing, "We've done it, we succeeded, and you can do it too."